Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I want to give a special welcome to everyone listening to the recording or the podcast. And to everyone who's here live, I would love to hear who you are, where you're tuning in from. We are broadcasting each week on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain in the MindBody community in Facebook and also in YouTube. And I'm going to give a few minutes for people to join in. But just briefly, what I'm going to share today is really powerful. A lot is happening in the world right now. We're in October of 2020. There's a lot that is coming to the surface that's been hidden for a very long time, especially from the mainstream. You kind of have to look beneath the surface to have the awareness of what's really going on. But now it's all surfacing and there's a lot that's being revealed little by little. But all of it is really pointing us toward the truth we know within ourselves. We have been distracted from this. We have been taught to look outside ourselves, taught that we're separate, that we're purely physical beings, that we are powerless, vulnerable, bad things can happen, and that we need to control and stay in fear as a way of protecting ourselves. And none of these things are actually true. And so what I wanted to share today is a testament to the fact that we are not separate. We are connected. We are not powerless. We are powerful beyond measure. And fear is not the way to that anything good is going to happen in our lives. It's actually through love that there's real power, that there's real cure, that there's real overcoming and breakthrough and massive change that can be made. So I am excited to share some of this in our broadcast today. Hello, everybody who's here live. Oh, we have Annika from Sweden. Rita, hello, from British Columbia. Ellen, hi, Ellen, from Toronto. Levon from New Zealand. Lucy from New York. I am in the States as well. I'm in Durango, Colorado. Rachel from UK. Someone in Facebook from British Columbia as well. Another person from Sweden, Charlotte. I am so excited. We always have such an awesome international group of people who are here live, and it is such an honor to be connecting with you. So I don't know if you have seen Foster Gamble and Kimberly Carter Gamble's new movie, Thrive 2. They created Thrive back in 2011. My husband and I watched it, and it was 100% worth watching. It ended up being one of the most viewed documentaries in history, and they have actually created a sequel follow-up to this recently, which is what inspired my topic today. In this, they are revealing many of the technologies that have been created in the world that have not come to mainstream, that have actually been suppressed. So they're not been revealed for cures to all kinds of major diseases, free energy systems, how we can harness energy from the atmosphere. These are not novel things. They are just now emerging into our awareness. So these mean really, really good news for all of us and really bad news for all the people who have been suppressing this. And I wanted to share my insight around this whole thing and around like, whoa, what is happening in the world? What are we living right now where we're in this massive, massive transition? We are in an awakening. It's been coming on for a very long time, but right now we're kind of at the crux of that. If it's like an exponential growth curve and it's cooking along, barely perceptible change, and then all of a sudden hits this inflection point where it begins to boom, massive acceleration, so that things are happening really, 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 really quickly, and it's hard to miss. It may feel like your world is falling apart right now, especially in US. We're about to have our presidential elections, which I don't think for me for sure has never been such a significant thing. But I don't know if that's ever been so significant to so many people where it just feels so important. I am here to tell you it's not. that you are the power and you, the resonance you hold, is what's going to create peace and abundance, not necessarily who's in power in the presidency. So you don't have to worry too much about that. But there are major changes that are happening that are getting everyone's attention. And so I wanted to share that as this old world is falling away and our systems are collapsing, it's actually an awakening. There are new systems in place that will come in as never before to supply massive miracles beyond what we've ever seen in medicine, in finance, in education, and even in the media, where we've been in this world where there is a lot of corruption and there are a lot of people speaking the truth, but we don't necessarily see them. And now we're in this time of censorship where all of this very specific information around a certain theme is all being censored. It's not hard to see what's happening, but it can feel very overwhelming and scary. And we can become to think that we're powerless to really make a difference, which is not the case. So hello to everybody who's here. If you're listening to the recording, certainly comment, because I will see those comments as well. All right. So the first thing I thought was so powerful about Foster and Kimberly's documentary Thrive 2, as I just spoke about. So, you know, one of the things they talk about right up front is the science behind understanding our reality, the quantum science, understanding the unified field from which everything comes. Now, most of you know who I am. I'm a physician. I was trained conventionally and also osteopathically. So I did my residency in ER, critical care medicine, trauma, but I have an osteopathic background, which is about how the body heals itself, how the mind and body are connected. And this is always what's been in my heart and what really inspired me to practice medicine. I left the conventional space many years back because I knew it was not going to provide the space where I could really practice what I know. And the Gambles talk about this in the book, in the movie as well, about how science has shown healing can happen. We are not separate. We are not purely physical. Even instant healing can happen. And that what they've uncovered behind the medical system is that doctors are not exposed to all the solutions that are out there. And though they have been pointed to as the experts on everything, they're actually versed in a fraction of the healing modalities that are available. And the fraction they're exposed to is pretty much 100% a pharmaceutical model, meaning you have a problem, let me find the correct drug medication to treat that. What it does is suppress symptoms. It never actually creates healing or a greater frequency of health in the body. But yes, it's very useful for so many things, which is why I went into emergency medicine, because I think it's the smartest place where we're using this model. It is a sliver of what's actually available and what we actually know scientifically. So this is something to see, especially in this moment where we are in this pandemic of COVID-19, and people are really concerned about how do I protect myself from getting sick and what do I do if I do develop symptoms. Now, there are doctors out there successfully treating COVID. In fact, there's one in particular, and I'm trying to remember where I saw this video, who had a really beautiful way of helping his patients. Patients were getting better. He had one that was hospitalized, none in the ICU, none that died from COVID, and like over 100 that were sick with COVID within this short study period. They found, amazingly, they were able to help people heal and get better really quickly and not succumb, meaning not get serious illness. But all of his videos, blogs, documentation of this way of approaching the patient was taken down by the Federal Trade Commission. This doctor, who's a family practice doctor in great standing, very much loved in Michigan, was asked to remove all of this evidence-based medicine he was doing to actually help people get better. And he was told, your patients will have to wait for the vaccine. This goes against what, it's basically goes against the narrative of what the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, wanted out there. So why are we censoring this? Huh, interesting. We don't really know that much about COVID. This was in March. Wouldn't we want to do everything possible, even if it hasn't yet been fully documented, if we know it's not harmful to give vitamins or certain nutritional supplements, and we know that's not going to probably kill anyone, wouldn't it be wise when we're seeing this lethality of this virus to start to treat this way? And if we're getting great results, to share it with other doctors. This is not a conversation that's been going on in medicine. And that's one of the major things that the Gambles uncovered was, whoa, look at what we're actually looking at here. Doctors are not given access to the full range of options. They are primarily educated from a pharmaceutical model. Now, the pharmaceutical companies are what's funding the AMA, the American Medical Association, all of the education of the doctors. They're also very heavily funding the politics that are involved in creating the laws of what can or cannot be practiced in medicine, what can or cannot be published. So all of this needs to be looked at, because then you realize, like, all right, here's what we're getting. But if I understand it, I can put it into context that when a doctor says nothing else can be done, it really just means nothing within the very sliver of what I've learned is possible can help. So let's expand to the whole other universe of what exists in health and healing. And this is what Foster and Kimberly did so well, because since 2011, when they made the first movie, many people came out of the woodwork to say, whoa, I have some insight into this with free energy technology, with new ways of developing urban areas that are non-toxic and sustainable, with health and healing modalities that have been shown to cure cancer, to reverse illnesses like what we're seeing right now in Corona, that actually can actually help people get better instead of just trying to treat symptoms. Or for what we're seeing right now, like there really aren't any great treatments we know of. So they were able to call these out and investigate, and they put tons of time and energy and money into that investigation to see what's the real deal and what's maybe a little bit of hype. And they found some really incredible things. But the thing I think that's most powerful about the movie is it begins to display how these things are being suppressed. Doctors actually being killed. You don't have to take my word for it. You can do the research and learn and read about this. Or in their documentary, I think they do an excellent job of this. People being put in jail as an effort to suppress these other technologies and modalities. Whoa, what's happening? And what I want to share and why I want to share about this today is this is all coming to the surface now. I've been practicing medicine for decades. I've been studying this stuff for even longer than that. And I've always had the awareness something's off with this picture. Specifically, I have an 8-year-old daughter. When she was first born, I started really looking into, like, I know there's some toxic stuff and colorants and dyes in these kids' food products, but let me make sure I know what I'm talking about, because I don't want to give her something that's bad for her. And I found, in fact, that there are carcinogenic, neurotoxic chemicals put in kids' food. What? Why would that be legal? My mind said, well, maybe they're in such low amounts that they're inert. Well, that wasn't true at all. In fact, there's a lot of studies that have shown definitively that these are causing major issues for kids. So I would think to myself, like, why would we be in a space where it's legal to put carcinogenic, known carcinogens and neurotoxins into kids' food? Like, duh. And the first thing you think of is, well, it's about money. Someone's making so much money from this that they're willing to let people, you know, be sacrificed because there's this greed. But that didn't quite make sense, that any human being who had this awareness couldn't take 2 seconds to look around at the massive amounts of not only childhood obesity, but major neurological disease, major cancers, and so much death that you're like, I can't imagine any human person would actually continue along these lines, no matter how much money is involved. What's actually going on? And I'm going to do another broadcast to kind of move into that direction of like, what kind of mind doesn't care, doesn't have that connection of compassion and unity, actually operates in separation completely and fully. So it's just all about me and what, you know, getting what I want without regard for the consequences. We'll save that for a different episode. What he showed in this movie was that in fact, there are some not so honest sources behind what we are being told about our healthcare system, our financial system, our media, our education system that actually make a massive difference. When you have a moment like this, and I want to hear from you if you've had this moment, Patrick says, all the stress is causing me to shake. Well, I'm going to actually, and I don't actually think Foster and Kimberly did as good a job with this piece as they could have in the movie, but I'm going to bring you the awareness. It is irrelevant. You, as an individual, are so powerful that when you come in the consciousness of love and release feeding the consciousness of fear, it changes everything. In fact, it's the reason a documentary like Thrive 2 came together and is published right now and has not been taken down and censored. You can still find it. You won't at the time. I can still find evidence about it on YouTube, but you can definitely go to their website. It's called thriveon.com to view their documentaries. But the fact of the matter is there is no greater power than the one that resides in you. And so it doesn't, when you awaken to all the shit that's happening and you realize like, you've got to be kidding me, it can freak you out like nobody's business. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. Don't let it scare you, because what you will see that is the biggest thing that's been suppressed is that you actually are unthinkably powerful. I've studied this in the human bioenergetic system to actually see what's happening when you step into your power, when you begin to let yourself know what you know, when you begin to honor what you know in here and let go of what you were taught is true out there, everything changes. And that is why this awakening is happening. So do not buy into the idea that bad stuff is happening. People are spraying chemicals in the air and it's what's making me sick and tired and delusional and able to be brainwashed. Yeah, it's irrelevant, because when you're aware of it, you come into a higher frequency, a higher consciousness where you are no longer susceptible. You are no longer susceptible to the same degree to 5G radiation, to neurotoxic, carcinogenic toxins that are in food, to GMO products. I get it. These things are known to be super harmful. But what I have seen in my decades of studying how consciousness affects health is that your awareness and coming into harmony brings you to a space where you are less susceptible to all of it. You're in a higher frequency than the frequency where these things are toxic. So let's just suspend that fear response for a moment and remember this. Okay, so getting back to what I wanted to share, when they uncovered a lot of this stuff, even back in 2011 in their first documentary, and with what they've done more recently and started to kind of peel back the curtain and look at the man behind the curtain, wow. It's shocking, because to even believe anything I've shared in this broadcast so far, you have to start to realize that we've been lied to, and we've been lied to on such a massive scale that for most people, they're not ready to see this yet. It would require such a massive foundational shift of everything you thought was real, trustworthy, true, reliable, that it's just too disturbing to handle all at once. And for most people, they're not there yet. For myself, and I've shared this in the past, I had a really powerful awakening experience when I was 16 years old. It was involved with using marijuana. It was something I was so confused about for so long, but I had already been very intuitive and really tuned in to my body and my body's wisdom. This opened it times a bazillion in a really unsettling way. And I began to perceive reality like on a quantum level and how I am actually interacting with it, how everything is responding to me, my thoughts, my beliefs, my perspective. So this is not a pleasant experience. I would not wish it on anyone. The only thing I've ever learned about that came close to describing what I experienced is when someone uses ayahuasca, plant medicine, they're guided by a shaman, their energy field is cleared, they are supported in a major way. I had none of that. I thought I must have been possessed by the devil. I had massive panic and anxiety. It took me about 10 years to integrate the new foundation of truth that I was in. not something I would recommend, but nonetheless, a huge gift for me. I could hear people's thoughts, read their bodies and emotions, know exactly what was going on within them that they weren't even aware of themselves. So zip forward so many years later, I'm using this in medicine. I'm using this to help people heal from very serious chronic illness. It's amazing. I'm so grateful I've integrated this, but I am not going to say it is an easy thing to have that foundation of how you understand reality. I'm physical, solid, and separate. Life is happening to me. I'm not interacting with it. And to have that stripped away and realize, like, wait a minute, I am quantum. I am affecting everyone and everything around me. My perception is my reality. And that is very much what we are stepping into right now as a collective. So this is one of the things in the movie they talked about is the quantum field, that space, empty space is not empty, that the model of science we've been taught is not true. And it's one that will keep us in lack if we continue to buy into it, that the stillness is not nothing, that this space of no thing is actually potent, infinitely powerful. And when we tap into it, we access that power. So one of the things he talked about is this unified field as the energy source. And I think the most genius thing he said in the movie, hold on, I wrote it down. He said, you know, because in our science, we're putting billions of dollars into studying the stuff. Want to understand the stuff? We got to study the stuff, and it's getting us nowhere. We are the least fit, least healthy country on the planet. And we are spending the most money of any country anywhere in our healthcare. That makes no sense. He said, what if the answer to understanding matter is not studying matter, but understanding the vacuum? And this is what I mean when I say, you got to pull back the curtain on all the places we were taught not to look, that just being present has no power, that the frivolity of enjoyment, that's for later. First, we got to work hard. We're taught to be a hamster running on the wheel, but we're actually taught to look away from our true source of power. So I want to look at some questions. Sari said, ayahuasca changed my life completely. I've heard a lot of people say that. In fact, they talk about it in the movie where Kimberly had a really powerful experience with this. I have not done that myself. I have heard really amazing things from people who were guided in a really, you know, in a powerful way. But I know there can be really challenging experiences too. Ashley said, it's all a system designed to suppress people's power to choose. It's coming apart. So all of this chaos gets stirred up to try and keep it alive. Glad to hear you speak about this. Yeah. And then the thing to remember about that is every single thing that's happening that looks catastrophic is a fucking blessing. And I am not saying people dying from COVID is a good thing. What? We are all contracted to come here to live out a purpose so that humanity can awaken. And if we begin to see what's happening, we can finally awaken and make a new choice. So stuff is happening. This COVID thing is surfacing. And then all of a sudden, like, doctors are being told, hey, you're not allowed to say you have any options for treating COVID naturally. You're not allowed to say that anything will help with this virus. Huh. Why would that email be told something like that when we're in an environment that we actually don't know much about this virus? And there's lots of things that could be done. So I have been amazed at the messaging that is now overt, that has for so many years been covert. I never received an email like that before that overtly said, don't go out and say that you can help people or make a difference in curing or treating this illness. Why would you want to say that? I never had that email before. Now I have it. In the past, I felt the suppression. I even felt the secret fear that if I started sharing my work in the world that I've been doing, that I might get arrested. Why would I feel that? Well, now I know. it's not actually illegal to do what I'm doing. That doesn't mean they can't make you think it is, or make you think you'll get in trouble, or do all kinds of things that make doctors stay within the lines. Within the lines of what we think of the established agenda. So it's a lot easier to see, which I'm really grateful for, even though for some people it seems like a lot of bad things are happening. Thank you, Amy, for sharing that link. This is where you can find the documentary that I'm pointing toward in this episode. Someone in Facebook said, can you expand on how you would define what our true power is? The word power, that I am powerful, always confuses me, and I know what it's not. Wim Hof said, powerful is when you embrace the flow within you and embrace life as it is. I would say the exact same thing as Wim. Yes, because that is what activates our body's ability to heal itself. And that is also what activates the electromagnetic field alignment of our body. In the movie, they did a great job talking about that science. What's the quantum science that this empty space is not empty, but is potent? How do you figure that? And they do a really good job with that. But also the torus field, the electromagnetic field around your body, is very powerful. This is 100% of what I've been doing in my work, how we impact others. And in the practitioner program, the Be the Medicine program, when I work with practitioners, this is what we're working with. Understanding that your field is affecting everyone and everything around you in very, very powerful ways. Not, oh, this is one more thing you could try if nothing else is working and, you know, maybe there's a factor here. No, it's actually been shown to be more powerful than any medication ever known to man, than any physical thing we could ever do to anyone, is the effect of your biofield, your electromagnetic field. It's a constant communication to your cells and to your world. Do not forget, you are powerful. You're going to begin, just like I have, uncovering a lot of shit. And it's heavy. And when I first really began learning, you know, like I said, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, when Gemma was a little kid, and I'm like, don't give her those M&Ms. And my mom was like, you're crazy. But I was aware, and it can make you a little crazy. I didn't want to poison her with these food items, you know, that were non-food items. I have since come much more into neutrality with all of this. But when I realized that and started to say, why is it legal to have carcinogenic neurotoxic substances in kids' food? That one, I could not get my head around the, well, it's all about money and people want to make money. It was like, no, there's something more sinister going on here. There's something bigger that I haven't uncovered, but I could feel the frequency of it. I could feel the level of darkness. So when I learned what's actually going on, yep, 100% freaking, it met the essence of what I saw for many, 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 many years. What I've known is there, but hadn't put my finger on it. Why are we putting our finger on it now? Why is the president of the United States talking about child trafficking? No other president in history has ever publicly mentioned child trafficking. Why is this happening now that we're talking about it, seeing it? There are ways to begin to learn, even though they're all being censored, taken off public media channels. Well, we're going to begin to see this soon. We'll see what's actually driving the engine of this darkness. It's not money. And the news I want to share that I think maybe Foster and Kimberly could have done a little bit better job at is you are the power. And it's inevitable because when you learn about this, it can freak you out and put you maybe into more fear. Don't do that. You remember, I'm aware now. I remember my essence is love. It's okay for me to be that. It's okay for me to be the truth that I am. It's okay for me to share the truth that I know. It's okay for me to live what I know is real. And you will see everything change around you. That's why this stuff is surfacing. So I see it as evidence of like, yes, this is all coming out, even though as the dragon's dying, it roars more loudly. Don't let it fool you. Every single movie that you ever see with a villain, when the villain knows he's done for, is when he'll start to try to be even more scary. And that's exactly what's happening here. Do not let it fool you. In fact, let it have you know. Look that dragon right in the eye. My power is here. I'm ready to own my power. When we own our power, we can't be fooled. So that's how I would describe our true power and how we access it. Like every single thing I've done in my mind body toolkit book, in the instant elevation program, every single one of those is to access your power. So right now, relax your shoulders and breathe more fully. Let the breath come all the way down to your belly. You can put your hand on your heart and tell your body out loud, body, be anxious for nothing. Linda said, how do we get into that higher frequency? By connecting to our hearts. Yes, exactly. That's it. And if you slow and deepen your breathing, it brings you out of that fight or flight physiology immediately. And it brings you into access to your wisdom. Christina said, I've been seeing a psychotherapist and have mentioned fear, which is my overwhelming emotion and my grief and losses. I'm so grateful you're addressing this today. Thank you. Linda, I watched a documentary about illegal drugs the other day and wondered what makes drugs or who decides what drugs are legal and illegal and what you can get on prescription. Yeah, that's a great question to start to ask. And it's always about what feeds the agenda, what takes away from the agenda. If people start having their own marijuana, they're creating self-healing. I'm not saying use this recreationally and think it's healing. Like it is medicinal. I do not recommend using marijuana recreationally. Everyone has a personal experience. It's entirely up to you. I'm saying that this actually helps bring people into a higher frequency. And if this were legal on a mass scale, people would not be able to be controlled and bought into fear, put suppressed into fear in the way they are right now. They just wouldn't go there. Now, I will just say there's a certain place where it no longer brings you into a higher frequency. If I were to use it, it would bring me into a lower frequency. I do not recommend it as a way to increase your frequency. Thank you. Sherry said, I watched The Social Experiment. It's very eye-opening. Social Experiment on Netflix. The movie I'm referring to, Robin, is Thrive 2 by Foster Gamble and Kimberly Carter Gamble. And it's at thriveon.com. And that's, you know, they had Thrive 1 in 2011, which I would also highly recommend. Joanna said, there's so much fear. I nearly died from a pulmonary embolism and resulting damage. I'm trying to suspend fear and look with love. How do I live at a higher vibration of love? So the body will have memory. And when you have an actual, oh my gosh, I could die, it will go into a loop of, I got to protect. You can bring your body and you can turn that off. Could use some EFT tapping. Could just put your hand on your heart and enter the fear, bring it up, breathe into it, and let your body know, body, it's okay to let go of this fear. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is not so that you aren't aware that you may be predisposed to pulmonary embolism, and of course it could die. But I'm telling you this because when you're in this clarity, instead of the fight or flight loop, you are more aware, not less. You are more capable of doing the things that bring health, not less. People sometimes get confused because they're like, wait, I should be in fear because this is a real risk. Yeah, but it's not the fear that's going to bring you a solution. Anne said, I'm so grateful that you're speaking of this in this way. I'm breathing easier just hearing you and feeling you speak of this truth. I'm looking forward to seeing the film. Thank you. Katarina said, in your opinion, does our perception tend to go with the people we interact with? Yes. I don't want to sound like a victim, but some people do lower my knowing, if that makes sense. Well, all they can really do is bring up the ways you've suppressed it yourself. Bring up the ways you've been willing to make yourself wrong. Bring up the ways you are susceptible to your own doubt and denial. And, oh, I'll just look outside of me because I don't believe in myself anyway. They will point it out. So it's actually a gift. It wouldn't be coming up in your life if it weren't a gift. It's so that you can awaken and see, oh, I believe in myself, but it's conditional. So when you clear that and you're like, I'm willing to know what I know unconditionally. I'm willing to know what I know, even if everything in my world reflects something else, which was me at 16 when this awakening happened. I grew up in Boston. I didn't even know a spiritual person in my entire life. I didn't have anyone to talk to about this. So it was like, I'm crazy. I must be crazy. And it took me years to integrate that to really know my truth. So invite what's coming in that seems like a challenge, because you're right, you're not a victim. Thrive One basically predicted something like COVID. Yeah, there are many, many things that predicted this because it was easy to see. Can you put together a mind-body course for teens and young adults? My senior needs this work. Let me feel into my timing, because I would love, love, love to do this, especially because I really love working with teens. I mean, this happened for me when I was 16 years old and I had no one. So thank you. And if anyone else is interested in that, let me know, because I can front burner that after I do. I'm writing the second book right now through November. William said, I just discovered Joe Dispenza. You two seem to be on the same wavelength. Yes, we definitely are. There are a lot of us tapping into this truth. Rachel said, how do you deal with potential loss of power, loss of choice? Yeah, it's a lie. It's a lie. Because, so she's asking if there's a vaccine being created and this becomes mandatory, we'll not be free to choose from neutrality if this choice is made for us. We'll be forced to have it. How do you release the fear around this? This is a great question. So as I move into neutrality, meaning I embrace what is as it is, my body's ability to heal itself, to be unconditionally resilient, goes way up. And I'm not saying you're going to like be like a yogi that brings his frequency so far up that he can drink arsenic and he lives, which has already been done. I'm just saying even 2% more resilience in your system of, no, I'm being mandated against my will. I'm a victim. And then you get injected and your body's like, versus like, all right, this is not what I would choose. But I surrender to the experience I'm having with grace and ease. I receive the grace and ease of divinity, and I choose to surrender to this blah, blah, blah happening. You are in a completely different alignment. From the space I am seeing that is not going to be what is on the future timeline, it is yet one more fear tactic to keep us in the frequency, so we don't come into this more awakened state. So the whole, oh, well, if you don't do this, I'm gonna blah, 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 blah. And then you react to the dragon and go, no, right? It's, oh no, it's one more validation that I really am a victim. Yeah, you can buy into your own powerlessness if you continue to believe that. But you don't need to. You don't need to. You can remember, wait a minute. If I'm infinitely powerful, then hey, I'm going to have this. Okay. I'm going to be resilient to it. You can choose that. Practice. Don't try to push yourself into this all at once. Just, I will say for everyone, just start to soften around the whole idea that there's something out there that can harm you. Because the only way it can harm you is if you continue to subscribe to fear victimhood. And that's just the separation consciousness. I'm a physical being. I'm separate from everything around me. No, I'm not. I'm one with all. Even if you don't feel it. Ty Bollinger's series. Oh boy. There's so many things that have been censored. And I am not sure, especially if we mention the V word, what will happen to my videos. I'm not adverse to sharing anything. I want to share it in a way that it actually gets through and gets transmitted. I have seen as a doctor that if we question the V word, because we just, who is it that was just asking about this? Sorry, Rachel. No. Yeah, Rachel. Right? There we have it. If we question that, and this has been in medicine for a long time, you're immediately suppressed. You're not allowed to question that. Huh, weird. Why? Wouldn't we just want to look at the evidence? Wouldn't we just want to see for ourselves? Because to me, being a doctor means I'm advocating for my patients. I'm going to get educated. I'm going to look under every stone to see what could be the solution. I'm not just going to buy the idea that there's no treatment for this. There's no treatment for that. This is the best way to do it. This is how we have to do it. If you're going to treat cancer, you have to do blah, blah, blah. You can't do these other things. Oh, really? Why? You can't ask. That alone is bells and whistles to me of like, wait a minute, if this is really an open space of curiosity and exploration, don't we want doctors to ask and to look for themselves? I once asked the doctor when my daughter was really tiny and they were going to inject her with, you know, they were going to inject her with all of the different injections. I said, I'm not comfortable with this. I don't want to do this. She was like a month old. And he said, well, I don't understand what questions you could have about this. I mean, it's perfectly safe. And he handed me a printout brochure from the CDC. I don't know what Kim, this is my friend who was a Harvard doctor, family doctor. And he said, I don't understand what you could be upset about. I mean, it's perfectly safe. Here's a handout from the CDC. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because I'd watched Ty Bollinger's documentary. I'd read Paul Thomas's book, the Vaccine Friendly Plan. I'd read and got myself educated. So you learn a lot when you do that. And I'm in the space where, you know, even my own mother was really upset with me because I didn't buy into that perspective that this is the right thing. But when you start to look beneath the surface, it is so clear there's something deeper going on. Oops, let's go to this next thing. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is outspoken about all of this, which is we're grateful he's even being allowed to stay alive. The battle against big pharma and money, but you said this isn't all about money. It's not. Do we celebrate? It's about control. So money is our currency. Money is the human, you know, the human capital that we're using. So we can be manipulated with money to the degree that we live in fear. You don't live in fear anymore. You're like, you can't pay me enough. I'm not compromising myself. But most humans can still be manipulated with money. So that is the currency being used. That is not the currency of this darkness. The currency of this darkness is fear. It literally feeds on fear. We are the battery. We're just like Christiane Northrup, who's a MD, OBGYN, who's been one of my mentors, and she's amazing. She said, the Matrix is not fiction. Matrix is a documentary. It's showing us, right? We're the currency. When we're in fear, that's like a battery feeding and fueling the, you know, the matrix, the power. Do we celebrate all of this info that's being suppressed coming out? Fuck yes. Oh my God. And I'm sorry to throw the F-bomb, but I'm going to do it because holy crap. Yes. Celebrate the heck out of it. Obviously, we don't want to battle, but what mode do we embrace things like this? You embrace that it means what it actually means. Because this was not seen for so long. I saw it and I thought I was fucking crazy. And I actually was hesitant, not now, but 20 years ago, to start teaching the kind of medicine I'm doing now. I was like, am I going to be accepted? And each person I would see, I would just slowly, slowly open it with them. Are they ready to go there? Some people weren't. We're not crazy. It's the truth. So yes, embrace it. Embrace that this stuff that was so suppressed and so intangible and so unseen is now seen. It's available. We can look at it. We can point to it. It's coming that it will be more evident. But yes, celebrate the heck out of it that it's all coming to light. Linda, I've taken my power back recently and have researched it and sat with it and finally came to the conclusion to withdraw my kids from getting the nasal flu. Okay. Everyone has to make your own choice. Sherry said I had a huge COVID scare, direct exposure with someone who tested positive. Then I went to be tested and had a fever and low oxygen. I think I've been really getting this work. But what do you do when and if you come back positive to counteract the fear? Thankfully, I tested negative. It's the same thing. Anytime you're ill, you can develop symptoms and be like, oh no, I'm getting sick, which makes you more susceptible for the virus to overwhelm you. Or you can receive it. Okay, I'm positive. I receive all things in grace and ease. Because you can't fight the virus. You can embrace what is, so your immune system fights the virus. And I will tell you this, your immune system has 100% capacity to completely clear this virus. Doesn't mean your immune system's going to be at full capacity. Most people aren't, but you can be, especially knowing this, 100%. And yeah, take your vitamin D, take some iodine, take lots of vitamin C. I shared Derek's Sarva Superfruit C that I use almost every day. I love it at sarvasuperfood.com. We had a special a few weeks ago, but it's definitely worth, you know, get a scoop of that. There are things you can do to support yourself, but the number one thing you do that will allow you to stay in resilience so you stay in health is relax your body and breathe more fully. Surrender to what is. I embrace what is as it is, because then I have more power to take action, not less. More clarity of exactly what I can do to make a difference, not less. People think when we surrender that we become powerless. But that's the big lie. Thanks for the reminder of pointers to thoughts in this arena. This is a link to access the current and direct source. For the uninitiated, to these authors and organizing principles of Thrive. Oh, okay, thanks. Introduction to the Freedom Portal. So someone put the link there in Facebook in the MindBody community. If you want to go to that link where they're introducing the premise. Alrighty, let me go. Does consistent meditation strengthen the immune system? Yes, if you're doing it in a space of harmony and love, because you could do anything and it could create tension in your body. I gotta meditate. Oh no, I had another thought. Oh, I gotta clear my mind. You know, how are you meditating? I have been doing a practice to connect with myself more fully. And the only purpose of my practice is to connect with myself more fully. I have a thought, I get distracted, blah, blah, blah. I come back. I'm really easy on myself and it's creating unthinkable things. Schweppes Indian tonic for quinine, 1 liter a day and a daily dose of zinc. Hey, try it out. Oh, and I'm so grateful for you in the depth of this topic today. Thank you. Well, we're going to talk in a couple weeks or maybe next week about what's behind this and how you can be completely and utterly free from it now. And the whole key is come into harmony with yourself. Are you bad? Are you good? Only you know all the parts of you, the things you think are good, the things you think are bad, the things that you judge, and just embrace it. I embrace myself as I am. When you choose that, you cannot be manipulated or harmed. Rachel said, thank you. I feel so much better and clearer around that now. I don't mind having vaccines. It's just that there's been so much fear around it, about a new one. It's hard to not buy into it. I'm grateful for all you've shared today. It's brilliant. Yeah, and there's even been talks. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get into that, but you know, we can't actually accelerate the production of it the way we've been sold that we can. Like, oh, 3 months from now, we're going to have this. Like, doesn't work that way. So I wouldn't worry about that. And if something does come out 3 months from now, it's not a vaccine. Probably a placebo. So either way, if you really feel forced and the only choice is buy into the idea that I'm a victim or receive it and say yes, choose option two. If it really seems like you're being forced, it's not going to come to this. It's not the timeline we're on right now. Kim, what program do you already have that helps us get into harmony with ourselves? I would say the Instant Elevation is a really, really powerful one because this is my central focal tool, bringing your energy back into yourself and reorganizing it in alignment with harmony. In fact, Foster Gamble said, so the unified field is the energy source, and they talk about tune in. And it's you're tuning into the field. The space in you, the space of your heart, listening to the breath, you are attuning. And what are you attuning to? Not the space of nothing, the space of all the potency in the universe. You are tuning in when you attune. And what you're attuning to is what is harmonic for me. So you can do it in 10-second increments. What's harmonic for me right now? Oh, I'm going to make this phone call. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to do my work. I'm going to take a bath, take a nap. I don't know. But if you're not checking in, you won't have that awareness. So this Instant Elevation, I'll put it here. It's drkimd.com/IEP, Instant Elevation Program. I think I need to put www. This was like my signature program that is really my most powerful tool, but we're extrapolated on it, and there's different ways to practice it and integrate it. So I really, really love how that program came out, and I would highly recommend that. I was coughing my lungs out in March. The Indian tonic and zinc stopped it right away. Awesome, Merlin. So, you know, one way that information gets disseminated is oh my God, Sharon, I would love to see me and Kyle Cease together in a video. And I've been thinking of that for so long since I met him or I found out about him in July, end of July. So if anyone knows a connection to Kyle Cease, I want to connect with him. but anyway, the quinine zinc, I mean, hey, cool, right? As a doctor, I consider it my responsibility to stay open and fucking look. Not to be, well, I'm skeptical. Are there any double-blind controlled studies? No, we're taught to do that. That's bullshit. That has nothing to do with anything. That is the standard for pharmaceuticals. Great. It's not the standard for what creates healing. So if I'm going to look and see, whoa, this person got better when they did ABC, maybe I want to look into it. Find out if there's a scientific understanding behind it. Find out if it works when I repeat it in other people for the same thing. And if it's toxic, you're just going to throw it around. But if it's not, why not try it? But we've been in a system that has us not look. It actually teaches skepticism to doctors so they don't look. So they do believe what they're told. In fact, the entire medical system is selecting people who are really good at being obedient. Our entire educational system is structured around obedience. And if you're really good at not thinking for yourself, doing what you're told, following the rules, being obedient, you can make it up the system and become a doctor. Right? That's who they're choosing. Why? Interesting. I wonder why they would choose that when it's so obviously a field that really requires great exploration. Thankfully, I made it through the cracks. Okay. Wow. I can even see how all this fear is a contribution to us. So cool. Thank you, man. So smart. All right. I love you guys. Yeah. Well, yeah, there are a lot of people saying a lot of things. I read that black seed oil has strong clearing effect on the lungs and also has many more health benefits. Yeah. Who knows? And you can look, like, you could actually do some investigative research and find out. because it doesn't mean throw a whole bunch of snake oil and just, yeah, everything goes. No, but let's get curious. Let's stay open. Let's look. And to me, that is the number one strength asset for someone who's a doctor. So anyway, I will share, more on this next. Rife is amazing medicine. Oh yeah. And it's all frequency. It's a game changer for my Lyme. Yeah. So you got to look for yourself and find a doctor who is someone you trust and believe in, or a practitioner who you believe in, if you want to work with a doctor or practitioner. Don't just buy anything someone else says. Anne said, I've never been able to be obedient and I was always made wrong for it. Big light bulb turned on for me. Yes, you amazing, beautiful artist. And that is your contribution. All right. Oh, Randy, thank you. All right. I love you guys. I will be here every week, 11 o'clock Mountain Time. We do have these recorded on our YouTube station. Sarah said, thank you. My practice as a life coach has changed thanks to what I've learned from you. Well, we have the Be the Medicine practitioner program going on right now. It's really powerful. It's amazing. This group of, I think, almost 30 practitioners all over the world. And it has been so off the charts. It's been amazing. Huge awakenings, huge power, which I know will make a difference for everyone they're working with. And I am going to run it again sometime after we finish this one. So a few months from now. So the information for that is drkimd.com/BTM, Be the Medicine. I'll put that here as well. If there's anyone in that program who wants to share anything on that, and there are testimonials on the page as well. But if you have questions, I would love to welcome you into that program. I trust the doctors more in Canada than the US. In the US, they're always trying to treat me with the most expensive treatments, as I had a great plan. Yeah, you have a great insurance plan. It's a little different, but how we're educated makes a big difference in how we see the world. All right, I love you guys. I will complete. You can go to thriveon.com if you want to watch the documentary from Foster Gamble and Kimberly Carter Gamble. I am at drkimd.com if you'd like to tune into more of what I'm doing. Yes, this will be broadcast on YouTube. So we have the... you can share that with anybody that you like. I know a lot of people will benefit from viewing this, so feel free to share this. Lots of love to you. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.